In today's show, Bitcoin futures open interest at 3-month highs, but will it be enough to overcome that critical 50K resistance? Once again, well, according to the indicators, coupled with a strong bid momentum versus the offers, suggested the Bitcoin price can push back above 50,000 in the coming sessions. However, this new report published by Stack Funds entitled 50,000 level broken, but headwinds could be present for Bitcoin. They go on to share, more importantly, we have observed consistent strength in bid momentum versus the offers, leading us to believe that the markets will be well supported, at least in the near term, with further consolidation before breaking $50,000. And as Plan B shares here, nobody who bought Bitcoin and hodled for 4+ years lost money ever. That, my friend, is a fact. And not only that, but also the 200-week moving average and realized cap are at all-time highs. And check this out, 27,300 Bitcoin was taken off the exchanges yesterday, making it the second highest withdrawal in almost 2 years. Also in today's show, Ethereum supply shock, exchange ETH reserves continue to fall after a 26% drop in 2021. And as Lynn Alden of Lynn Alden Investment Strategy shares here regarding the London upgrade, she says it's a tactically bullish event, noting that could easily push the Ethereum price to over $5,000. Also in today's show, Facebook executive says social media giant is definitely thinking about NFTs. That's right. The Facebook financial head, David Marcus, says the social media giant sees room to incorporate non-fungible tokens in conjunction with the upcoming launch of its cryptocurrency wallet, Novi. I'll be breaking down the latest highlights from this new interview he did with Bloomberg. Also in today's show, Wall Street investors are not ready for this Bitcoin FOMO phase, according to Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano. That's right. In a new episode of his podcast, Pomp says that he expects major FOMO to occur in the Bitcoin space that makes everyone, even people outside of traditional players, start talking about BTC, and quoting him right here. And so when you start thinking about all of these Wall Street guys that come in, whether they're hedge funds, whether they're corporations, whether they're some sort of asset manager, I do not think they are ready for this. This stuff is going to absolutely rip their faces off. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. As always, I appreciate your interaction throughout the show. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin futures open interest has recovered to May levels, raising optimism about a potential bullish breakout move back above 50,000. Let's go, BTC. Now, the total number of outstanding futures contracts on the derivative exchange reached 1.37 billion on Monday. It's highest level since May 27th. Meanwhile, the difference between the Bitcoin spot rate and its futures contract price widened, edging up its 3-month basis annualized back to June levels, according to new data from Stack Funds, as they publish in this new report entitled $50,000 level broken, but headwinds could be present for Bitcoin. They just published this earlier today on Thursday, August 26th, and I'll include it in the show notes below the video in the description. Now, the investment management firm saw the recovery as a sign of investors re-entering the Bitcoin market while adopting a more risk-on approach. And according to its head of research, Leonard Neo, the contango trading of the Bitcoin futures reflected that investor sentiments remain skewed towards bullishness, and he shared the following in the report. More importantly, we have observed consistent strength and bid momentum versus the offers, leading us to believe that the markets will be well supported, at least in the near term, with further consolidation before breaking $50,000. Also, we have retail's influence on the Bitcoin price. Back in June, Bitcoin futures collapsed under the weight of a brutal sell-off in the world's largest crypto spot market. The downside move from 41,300 to 28,800 expunged the basis trade, wherein a trader buys Bitcoin in the spot market and sells long-dated futures to lock in the disparity between the two prices. Now, Cointelegraph reported that back in June, the drop had less to do with long liquidation and more with minor capitulation. It cited China's crackdown on regional crypto firms around the same time when Bitcoin prices plunged, noting that the decision forced crypto miners to shut down operations abruptly and in turn sell their Bitcoin holdings in mass to cover losses. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin spot rates falling over 30% in just 7 days back in June 2021. Now let's talk about the $50,000 psychological barrier, which is on everyone's mind right now. Entering August, Bitcoin has brushed aside most mining concerns, with a recent Glassnode report indicating that miners have started reaccumulating tokens. Meanwhile, persistently high inflation reports in the U.S. have also boosted Bitcoin's safe haven narrative among accredited investors. That's right, as money printer continue to go, people are hedging against the dollar. Now, that partially explains why the Bitcoin price bottomed out near around 29,000 and rose back to 50 G's in just over a month. It also underscores the spike in futures open interest and the basis trading, signaling renewed buying interest among investors and traders alike. But NEO saw a potential glitch in the matrix. Doesn't that just sound really cool? The researcher highlighted Bitcoin's recent failure to close above its psychological resistance at 50 G's, noting it could put the brakes on its imminent rally. He shared the following: the fact that the 3-month basis has not broke June levels and is still way off April levels suggests that the real demand and speculation remain conservative. So there you have it. And to read this entire report, it's only 2 pages long. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And as Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, recently shared, nobody who bought Bitcoin and hodled 4+ years, 200 weeks, lost money ever. Also, both the 200-week moving average and realized cap, which is the average cost price of all 18.8 million BTC, are currently at all-time highs. That's right, this is definitely a massively bullish indicator. And as the Bitcoin Archive points out, speaking about a liquidity crisis, 27,300 Bitcoin has been taken off exchanges just yesterday, the second highest withdrawal in almost 2 years. And as Willy Wu shares here, here's the projected worldwide Bitcoin users expressed in internet years. Internet 1997 equals Bitcoin here in 2021. Internet 2005 equals Bitcoin 2025. That's when I predict a $1 million Bitcoin price. And internet 2010 equals Bitcoin 2028. Now let's check out how the devices have changed since then. Bitcoin 2021 is like Apple in 1997. You can see all of these dated old machines. Compared to Bitcoin 2028, we can see Apple in 2010. The iPad is here. And Willy Wu also goes on to share, here's the data behind Bitcoin and internet user growth. In terms of adoption, Bitcoin has roughly the same users as the internet had in 1997, but Bitcoin's growing faster. And the next 4 years on the current path will bring Bitcoin users to 1 billion people. That's the equivalent of 2005 for the internet. So there you have it. Let the massive Bitcoin adoption continue. And before I break down our next story of the day, and we discuss an Ethereum supply shock as exchange ETH reserves continue to fall after a 26% drop in 2021, as well as Facebook executive says that the social media giant is definitely thinking about NFTs, as well as Wall Street investors are not ready for this Bitcoin FOMO phase, according to Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, most major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down about 1%, trading just above 47,300. We have Ether down 0.86%, trading just above 3,100. Binance Coin, one of the few alts currently in the green, up 1.6%, trading at $493. We have Cardano down 4% after reaching price discovery mode the other day and touching a high of $2.97. We have XRP down 3.5%, trading at $1.11. And Chainlink down 2.5%, trading just above $25. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The amount of Ether held by all cryptocurrency exchanges has declined dramatically in the previous 12 months. Blockchain analytics firm CryptoQuant reported that Ethereum reserves on trading platforms dropped a whopping 26.29 million ETH to 19.22 million ETH year on year, indicating that traders' preference to hold their tokens have increased Obviously, at least the Ether price performance in the same period indicates the same. Between August 25th, 2020 and press time, the Ether exchange rate exploded by a little over 730% from $407 to $3,190, signaling an erratic inverse correlation between the Ethereum token prices and its reserves across all the exchanges. As you can see right here in this chart, it shows you the Ethereum reserves versus Ethereum price performance, brought to you by CryptoQuant. Now, how many of you remember back when Ethereum was only like $100 just over a year ago? That's right, Ether has 30x'd in just over a year. And in detail, traders typically prefer to keep their crypto assets on exchange wallets when they wish to trade them in the near term. Otherwise, they move those assets to private wallets such as a Ledger Nano or Trezor to control their own keys. As we all know, not your keys, not your cheese, a strategy that stems from the fears of losing funds to hacks and similar security breaches at crypto exchanges, which happens all the freaking time. Just saying, someone reached out to me yesterday saying all my crypto has been stolen from my Coinbase exchange, and I'm just shaking my head. You don't want to keep your crypto in the exchanges. Move it to a hard wallet where it's safe from all the hackers. Now let's talk about the Ether deposits plunging, another on-chain indicator built by Coinmetrics to track the total number of Ether deposits to exchanges, also altered holding sentiment among Ethereum traders. It is noted that traders' ETH deposits across all trading platforms has plunged 21.11% year-on-year from 413,000 ETH to 326,000 Ethereum, as you can see right here in this chart. But in the last 30 days, the Ether deposits have dropped dramatically by 47.81%, signaling that many investors are expecting higher prices in the long term. That's right. What's your Ethereum long-term price prediction? Let me know in the comments right down below. Meanwhile, the sum count of unique addresses holding any amount of Ether in the last 30 days has jumped 1.67%, coinciding with a 42% ETH rally in the same period. And on a year-to-year time frame, the unique address count has jumped 30.87%. Now let's talk about liquidity crisis / supply squeeze. The Ether holding sentiment has picked momentum in days leading up and after the landmark Ethereum network upgrade on August 5th, known as the London Hard Fork. This software update implemented a proposal called EIP 1559, which enables gas fees burned on the Ethereum network. This has added deflationary pressure as a result. In the first 20 days after EIP 1559 went live, the network has burned almost 92,595 ETH, worth around $295 million, according to WatchTheBurn.com. Now, more Ether went out of active supply as Ethereum invited participants to deposit 32 ETH to become a validator on its upcoming proof-of-stake blockchain. Beacon Chain reports that the so-called Ethereum 2.0 smart contract has attracted a little over 6.9 million ETH, worth around $22 billion. And right here in this chart, you can see the staked Ether and Ether 2.0 smart contracts. And additionally, demand for Ethereum continues to grow, owing to Ethereum's expanding ecosystem, thanks to projects from booming decentralized finance, better known as DeFi, as well as non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs. Now, last week, Lynn Alden, the founder of Lynn Alden Investment Strategy, called the London upgrade a tactically bullish event, noting that it could easily push the Ethereum price to over $5,000. I feel that's destiny and a given. I feel the Ethereum price can realistically surpass $10,000 before the end of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss, Facebook executive says social media giant is definitely thinking about NFTs, as well as Wall Street investors are not ready for this Bitcoin FOMO phase, according to Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2 trillion with $116 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 43.9%, with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Tezos leading the pack, up 11%, trading at $4.57. Revain up 7.5%, trading just above 1.1 cents. And Zilliqa up 5%, trading just above 11 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 75 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 73, last week a 70, and last month a 32 in fear. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Facebook financial head David Marcus says that the social media giant sees room to incorporate non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, in conjunction with the upcoming launch of its cryptocurrency wallet, Novi. That's right. In a new interview with Bloomberg, Marcus explains the company's broad and forward-thinking approach and how it relates to the metaverse, the online universe of interconnected virtual worlds, quoting him right here. Thinking about the metaverse as a fully digital environment is actually super helpful when you design products that need to be future-proof. When I look at what's going to be needed in the metaverse, it's really seamless movement of value. And for that, we need a new infrastructure, interoperability, because you'll want to have multiple wallets able to participate in a metaverse. And I think having programmable money and having smart contracts on top of purposeful built blockchain is going to be transformational for the metaverse. Because if you're a creator, if you're creating an NFT, you may want to rent your NFT or sell your NFT. You'll have to store your NFT. And you can think of all the kinds of new business models around this that are not possible with the current payment infrastructure and without smart contracts. I think it's super interesting to start thinking about these things now so we can build the right infrastructure and think about how to design these products the right way so that they're future-proof. And when pressed about Facebook's immediate plans regarding NFTs, Marcus shared the following. It's too early to talk about our plans, but we are definitely looking at a number of ways to get involved in the space because we think we're in a really good position to do so. And when you have a good crypto wallet like Novi will be, you also have to think about how to help consumers support NFTs. And so while there's no immediate plans I can talk about, we are definitely thinking about this. It's really an area worth exploring and one where we can have a positive impact for both creators and consumers on the other side. Now, the Novi wallet, formerly known as Diem, and we all remember the Facebook Libra project, which pretty much got scrapped and rebranded into this, which is a new global payment system currently under development by Facebook with no formal launch date yet to be set. When do you feel they're likely to roll this out? Do you think it could happen in the first quarter of 2022? And once they do actually launch this, what do you think will likely happen to the crypto market? Do you feel it will help usher in massive Bitcoin and crypto adoption? Let me know in the comments right down below. As we all know, Facebook has over 1 billion active users, so this is a pretty big deal. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, Wall Street investors are not ready for this Bitcoin FOMO phase, according to Bitcoin Bull Anthony Pompliano. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to help support the show and help me get to 50,000 subscribers. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto veteran and Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, is predicting a Bitcoin FOMO, fear of missing out phase, that he says Wall Street investors aren't ready for. That's right. In a new episode of The Best Business Show, Pomp says that he expects major FOMO, like a mofo, to occur in the Bitcoin space that makes everyone, even people outside the traditional players, start talking about BTC, quoting him here. There's going to be like a 2 or 3 week period where you are literally trying to go to sleep at night and you're not going to be able to go to sleep because you can't stop thinking about what's happening. You are going to wake up and be like, what did I miss? And it's just going to be every single person in your life is going to be talking about this. The Uber driver, your barber, your friends, your mom, everyone is going to be talking about this stuff. And when you feel that, that's when you know, okay, we're starting to hit that FOMO phase. He also says that investors from Wall Street and traditional finance won't be prepared to understand or take advantage of such a Bitcoin run. And according to the Bitcoin bull, Bitcoin could experience a FOMO phase that goes beyond all of Wall Street's expectations. That's right, quoting Pomp again here. But if we go back and look at the FOMO phase of 2017 and other bull markets, it supersedes almost everyone's expectations. What we're talking about right now is in the heart of a bull market. We have had a 50%+ drawdown. The volatility on this thing is unlike any other asset. And so when you start thinking about all of these Wall Street guys that come in, whether they're hedge funds, whether they're corporations, whether they're some sort of asset manager, I don't think they are ready for this. This stuff is going to absolutely rip their faces off. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Pompliano that Wall Street will experience massive FOMO like a mofo, which can send the Bitcoin price well above six figures before the end of this year. And to check out this entire video, what Pompliano entitled Bitcoin FOMO is coming, check the show notes. notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin futures open interest at 3-month highs. Also in today's show, we discuss Ethereum supply shock as exchange ETH reserves continue to fall after a 26% drop in 2021. Also in today's show, we discuss Facebook executive says the social media giant is definitely thinking about NFTs. Also in today's show, we discuss Wall Street investors are not ready for this Bitcoin FOMO phase, according to Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Ellen wrote, "Hi JV, I'm not getting alerts, so I'm unsubscribing and resubscribing. Great idea, by the way. I can't miss a moment of your show. So hopefully by tomorrow, we are above $51,000. I'm trying to keep up with Michael Saylor. Let's go. And as always, I appreciate your continued support." Now, this next comment comes from the one and only Katie Lux, who says, "JV is the man, the best crypto news every day, 365, 24/7. Who else is this dedicated? Nobody. Don't miss it. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much, JV. I put you're the best, Katie. Thanks, fam. Always a pleasure." And the third and final comment comes from I. Davis, who wrote, "Watching from the White Mountains of New Hampshire, have been watching you since last year through the bear market and bull market. Great content. Would love to hear your thoughts on bull cycle end dates if possible, regardless HODL and DCA, dollar cost average, when the bottom hits possibly around April of next year." So there you have it. I definitely feel sometime next year we will transition from a bull to a bear cycle. I appreciate the interaction, I. Davis, and to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?